Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Pizza Time Podcast slash
Cross X Creepypasta Myths. I
don't know. It's a crossover.
It's a crossover episode. You know, like those old good old Nickelodeon ones. Mm-hmm.
It's like Jimmy Neutron and Timmy Turner.
Yeah, and then we just add Fabian.
Yeah, Fabian's Barney and Friends.
Yeah.
No, welcome back, everybody. I'm sorry. Well, you know, it's the same thing for me. Sorry it took another 2 months to post the next episode.
It's been like 6 years.
It has not.
At least.
I think it's been 2 months.
No.
It's been like six years.
Jesus Christ.
You keep talking.
The people that subscribe to this podcast, like so long ago, they've got like wife and kids now, and they're like, what's this?
They're aged. They're like,
he's back?
Oh my God.
Finally.
He's returned.
The Messiah.
No. I'll say maybe three.
Henry, it came out August 6th.
July 22nd.
July 22nd.
That's three.
July, August, isn't it? September.
It's two. I was right. It's not that
we're
long.
We're in October.
The longest hiatus I had.
This doesn't get until October.
Anyways, so 3 months. The longest hiatus I had was eight. Let's remember that.
Yeah, keep going. I want to see that.
Anyways, thanks for sticking with...
You've only done three episodes this year.
Exactly. Keep them wanting more.
Golly. Okay.
And guess what? I still get listens.
You do. I can't deny that. All right, Goose, you're one of the listeners.
Anyway, so today I'm here with Creepypasta Myths, Crabsy Arts.
Hi, I'm Crabsy.
And Jackie.
Yeah, like, I'm just Jackie.
Hi, just Jackie. Have we met before?
No.
Just Jackie.
Ooh, that should be your stream name.
Just Jackie.
Just Jackie.
Jackie's wanting to get into streaming.
Oh, well, now you know. Follow Just Jackie.
I need a computer first.
We gotta make your socials first.
You know, we gotta get your name out there. Maybe this will help.
Just Jackie. That's what I'm gonna be immortalized
as. What are you gonna play? Just Jackie games? I got you.
Angry
Birds.
Angry Birds. Was it Jetpack Hero? I'm really good at that.
That was a really good game.
Anyways, welcome back. Today we are doing that thing that I said I was going to do 2 months ago, but now it's even more relevant because thank God something came out.
Netflix got your back.
Netflix got my back twice, actually. You know, there's going to be another Dahmer movie out at the end of October.
Really?
Did like Jeffrey Dahmer go into like the public domain or something? Like,
I don't know. I think
it's like Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah. Yeah. Why specifically Jeffrey Dahmer?
It's so weird.
Because they had that earlier
anniversary. Maybe it's like the 50 year.
No.
Okay.
50 year anniversary.
No, because earlier they had that one My Friend Dahmer movie that came out
2 years ago.
Something like that.
That's pretty good too.
That's a good. Okay.
Yeah. And then today, well, now the I Am Dahmer, and then in October they're releasing the tapes.
Musical.
Yeah. Dahmer, the musical. I am slain. Anyways. Yeah, so thanks to that, hopefully this audio gets a lot of push, you know?
No, for sure. Especially if we write the title correctly.
Yes. It's like, Serial Killer Iceberg, Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah, from Jeffrey Dahmer of Netflix.
Fame.
So we already know it, but...
But yeah, so perfect. We're doing our Serial Killer Iceberg today. Today we're going to talk about the... Was it nine?
I think it's eight or nine.
I can't really count. Yeah, you're better than me. You're a business major.
Yeah, I dropped out of mechanics school.
I suck at counting.
You can still count.
No. Yeah, you can. It's covering your butt.
How many quarts of oil?
Dog, if it wasn't for that... It's like, if it wasn't for them little lines, I'd be screwed.
It was eight. I counted it.
All right, so eight.
But we're adding another one. A surprise one.
Really?
Surprise? Oh.
The surprise one.
Oh, yeah.
It's the...
A tormentor.
It's you, Jack.
A person.
I've never killed anybody.
Not yet.
Today we're going to do it live.
On a podcast first.
Bring the knife.
You'll hear it first.
Stab right here. Just...
She hear a bunch of gurgling noises and everyone in the back like, yeah!
Woo, Jackie, you're the best! Great job!
Go for his jugular! And then, yeah.
That's terrible. But yeah. Okay, so the eight.
Top eight. I guess it's a horrible way to describe it. It's like the best eight serial
killers. The top eight serial killers on
these
top.
Are the LeBron James of, of serial killers.
These are the LeBron. That's terrible.
Granted, you didn't make the top eight list.
I didn't. Yeah, this is from Reddit. Exactly. I guess credit the user on Reddit.
This is posted by user Nerohito.
Nerohito.
Can you say that? Can we censor that part?
Wait, yeah, I know, because he said it in a certain accent, too.
What? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm describing it with actual words.
Am I allowed to give him, like, any type of fries?
Yeah.
Because man's, like, been, like, staring me down, and I don't have, and I have a weak will.
If you see him get next to you, just tell him, go, or just, hey, Goose.
Also, special guest Goose.
Yeah, Goose is here, and he's just acting up.
But, yes, so...
You guys keep talking.
The top 8 serial killers. Hopefully I could make this a series and talk get lower and lower in the iceberg to the lesser knowns.
I feel like when then we really had to do some research.
Yeah. But the thing is also I've done some research on them. And good. The irony is the top ones don't seem that bad compared to the bottom ones.
Yeah. I think the top ones are more...
Are they just the most like sensationalized?
Yeah.
Basically. Like the most known. Mm-hmm. The most covered and stuff. But because there was one, I'm no spoilers here, but there was one that did some stuff to like hundreds of children.
Are the lower levels like further back in time, or is it within the same time period?
Some of them overlap.
Yeah, some are overlap. Like you might see Jack the Killer.
Yeah, Slenderman's on.
Slenderman's at the bottom.
Slenderman's tier. I was like, you'll never guess what tier he is.
C tier. So, but yeah, it's just more of the, like Henry was saying, like the LeBrons of...
Jeez, no, it's a horrible way of... I don't know. Basically, it's the most known of the heinous acts, but yeah, so...
So, but it might not be the most gruesome.
I mean, they're still pretty gruesome.
They're gruesome.
Pretty bad.
But it's just like...
I don't know, man. I've barely just started Dahmer. It's pretty gruesome.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll say this. There's one on this list that'll make Dahmer look tame.
Really?
The one that I know, and ironically, it's a South American.
Oh, dude. Oh. I was looking at the list, like the serial killer list, who has the most, like, kills.
Kills, yeah.
Like, I think Ted Bundy's not even, like, one of the top ones.
No, and he's in the 30s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's, there's another serial killer. I think he was from Atlanta. That had like more than Ted Bundy.
Good God.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. But even then, he's like still like number like 25. Like the first like like 15 are all like Hispanic.
Yeah.
Nice. It's the hot blooded nature of us. We just get so angry.
There was this one. I don't remember if it was Chilean or Ecuadorian, but there was this one dude. Just Chilean, bro. But yeah, he'd go around to poor places and just like murder kids. And since it was so poor and like the government really didn't care,
they were just like, eh. I just...
Like, whatever.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not surprised, but like.
Government suck.
Yeah.
So, wow.
Especially South American ones.
Yeah. What's up?
I think those are like near the bottom, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah.
That is true. Really,
Where are you from again,
Steve? Slenderman, I think, is down there too. So.
Oh, yeah, Slenderman just had like a field day in Cuba, bro.
In Cuba.
No.
But all right, well.
So let's get started, and I guess to kind of like put it out there already, we should start with maybe Dahmer,
or Netflix.
Or Netflix, yeah, Netflix.
I mean, I feel like it is the most like current.
We should talk about that one just to start it off.
Everyone's seen the show. Everyone knows what's going on with it.
You haven't seen the show,
but I already know what happened. With
Dahmer. Basically, Dahmer was some sort of chef.
Yeah. He
there was a rat on his head, and he couldn't control his body.
Control his urges.
It wasn't his fault.
It wasn't. The rat had a bloodlust. Good. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
That'd be awful.
That's actually a good movie idea. Anyways.
It's creepy pasta.
It's just in court. It wasn't me. It was the rat.
Look. Do it. Do it now.
The rat's just standing there just eating his peanuts.
No, please. He made me stop them.
It's like the frog episode from Looney Tunes. The one who would always rib it. And then,
oh, yeah.
Hello, my baby.
Hello, my baby. It would just start freaking singing.
It's like no one believes him.
That dude went mad. He probably met Dahmer.
Maybe. Or the rat.
So yeah, Dahmer. So how do you want to start off?
Well, we start off with confirmed he has 17 kills. Where supposedly that's where it ends. Some people speculate it might be more because there is... What? Yes, Jackie.
It said he had 16 kills but 17 victims.
Because one escaped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One
there we go. But the thing is also in some other scenarios he was not connected directly, but they suspect he did some stuff.
I mean, he did scatter bones, so I feel like it would be kind of hard to, like, unless he confessed.
Suppose he confessed to them all. But again, at the same time, there were also other serial killers at the time.
And in that area.
Some placed him at the scene of some other crimes and some... Basically, they're not sure. But confirmed 16 kills and 17 victims.
So from what I've read, it was in Milwaukee and it was in a more poor area. So they can't 100% confirm that all of those murders were him.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. So there's that, and it's, well, right now it's very publicized because of the series, but it's also kind of like an, he's a very, again, everyone here's opportunistic, but Dahmer, like, how would I word, he took advantage of a lot of things. One, being, you know, average looking white guy in America, he got away with a lot, especially with the police and officers.
Glasses. And people with glasses, you gotta be careful with them.
And the fact that people were very it's like another part, they were very homophobic back then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was during the
70s, right?
Yeah,
no, this is the 80s.
80s and 90s.
80s and 90s. Okay.
So they'd be afraid of like finding like a paraphernalia.
Yeah, this was at the peak of the AIDS pandemic. So there was a lot of
Isn't that when they didn't even know how it spread as well? Like,
yeah, yeah. So people were just
said it was because it was a gay thing.
Yeah.
And like wouldn't want to like
No, for sure.
Like, for instance, one of his victims, Trenor Conorak.
It's a, that name sounds familiar.
It's a Laos.
The little boy.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. He had actually escaped somehow, but he was already. Because I think Dahmer had gone out to buy some more alcohol.
Yeah. He was getting him drunk, basically.
And the boy somehow gained consciousness, managed to escape. And I believe it was the landlord's daughter and her niece found him on the street.
Yeah.
And he was, well, again, he was very drugged and bleeding from his anus.
Not just that, he also had a, you forgot to mention a very important part of the story, Henry. Jeffrey Dahmer drilled a hole in his head.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, so wait, that's, is that the same one?
That was
the same kid.
That was the same one.
Oh, my God.
He drilled a hole in his head. And was like pouring like acid into it because he was doing an experiment.
Oh, he was trying to make zombies.
Yeah, I was trying to make him into a zombie.
Golly.
The kid was 14 years old, escaped, and he was trying to like, he couldn't speak. He couldn't do anything.
Yeah, because his brain's already damaged somewhat with acid up in there.
And the worst part is so he does find the landlord's daughter and her niece outside the building, like on the street.
Yeah.
And they get two cops. Mm. And as the cops are like asking him stuff, Dahmer rounds the corner.
Yeah.
And he explains, oh, this is my boyfriend. And he convinces them that, oh, yeah, no, he's 19, he's not 14, even though clearly it was an underage boy. And the worst part of this is he convinced them so well that he even, they take him to his apartment.
Oh, really?
With, the boy, they take the boy back to his apartment, and he just shows him, like, a picture or two of him, like, posing naked. Yeah. Which kind of got the cops a little like,
oh, gross, ew.
Yeah, they're boyfriends. And they didn't, and they're just like, all right, take him. Just make sure he, like, sobers up.
Make sure his head's all right. He's bleeding.
Yeah, no, and...
That's terrible.
And later that night, Dahmer killed him.
Yeah. And that was his first?
No.
That was, like, his, like 10th. Or not even 10th. Like, it's, like, way in there.
Yeah, I think, like, 14th, 15th victim.
Okay, I got you. Okay, so he was already in his...
Ironically, too, he'd also already drugged his brother.
Yeah, a year or two beforehand, He when he lived with his grandmother, he drugged his brother who was 13 at the time, his older brother, 13 at the time, and his brother escaped too, because his grandmother woke up and caught him trying to like
do something
and let him go. The kid walked back home and his parents like took him to the hospital. The fucked up part about that is Jeffrey Dahmer. Just basically got a slap on the wrist.
Yeah.
For that.
Yeah, oh, yeah. What was it? Like a year?
I think like a year of like jail. No, like
you got
no
like
probation.
A slap on the hand. Basically.
Yeah, it wasn't. Yeah, it wasn't prison. It was jail, and I think like community service.
Yeah, and no probation, nothing.
Although that does make you question, like, up to what extent did the grandma know something, or did she just not want to know anything?
It's like the way in certain interviews, what he worded is he doesn't think she knew, but he's like she suspected something. Mm-hmm. But she never guessed that it would have been that. Mm-hmm. Basically, she knew he was up to something, but not the murdering part. Mm-hmm. Now, there's also some part to blame, like how he was raised, because his dad also, when they were younger, they'd pick up roadkill and dissect it.
Yeah. You also had extreme, what was that, abandonment issues.
Yeah, which didn't help. So, yeah, very, and again, the part that the abandonment issues goes back to the part where he wanted to make zombies. Basically, just people that were there, but not...
He couldn't have to have, like, any commitment to them.
Exactly.
So, did anyone ever, like, fully diagnose him with something? Because I know at the time, it was definitely during the period where, like, especially, like, you know, mental health disorders, etc., was very much a taboo.
Yeah.
Or, and still being kind of, like, researched and stuff. So, like, did anyone ever figure out if he...
So, he tried to plead for insanity in prison, or in court, but he ended up getting, like, ruled that he was mentally sane.
He knew what he was doing, basically.
He knew what was wrong.
The insanity plea is basically, you don't know what's wrong with you.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, so he knew exactly what he was doing. He knew it was wrong, but he still did it. So he's not I think they said sociopathic, I think was the one.
Is he a sociopath?
I believe that's what
one of the things. Because I feel like that's the one where you're like, is that the one where you're aware of what you do?
I think so. Let me see. And this is why we have technology. Jeff Dahmer diagnosis. Well, he clearly had something wrong.
I mean, yeah.
Was he on the spectrum?
Probably was.
He was diagnosed with borderline personality disorder,
yeah,
schizotypal personality disorder, and psychotic disorder.
It's not good. Those are the three big no-nos.
I mean, there's a lot of big
no-nos. I only have like two of those.
Like, don't worry.
Well, one of them made the difference.
Yeah.
Don't find me when I'm hangry. The other one comes at
You just needed a Snickers.
Yeah, that's all I needed. He wouldn't have killed all those people.
But yeah, another big takeaway from this was that he took advantage of minority groups, because he even lived in a mostly black neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Most of his victims were black or brown.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that the police really didn't investigate it
because they didn't really care.
And again, he took advantage of the fact that, he's just like a normal looking white guy.
It's like, it can't be him.
Be him.
He's cool, and he's chilling, but eventually they found him, I'm assuming.
Yeah, no, they found him.
He got caught. So the reason he got caught is one of his victims, he tried taking back home.
He did take him back home.
And Jeffrey Dahmer tried drugging him, but he didn't drink as much as he thought he did. Jeffrey Dahmer's already a little drunk, so he wasn't paying attention.
I gotcha.
He did end up making him pass out or something.
Okay.
And then...
I think he was there for a few hours, actually.
Yeah. And I think when Jeffrey Dahmer was, like, ready to kill him, the guy, like, fought back.
Yeah, he fought back and...
like, escaped. Yeah. Like, he hit Jeffrey Dahmer. Jeffrey Dahmer, like, fell over, and he, like, used that to escape.
Did he... Because I know Jeffrey Dahmer would kind of, like, you know, drug most, if not all, of his victims.
Yeah.
Does that mean he was partially drugged? Like,
he was probably somewhat drugged, and then he probably didn't give him the right amount, and then he was like, "Oh, I can wake up again."
Because I don't want to go just based off the show, because you know,
there was some accuracy
of that.
Also, apparently, the dude wasn't gay in real life. Because in the show, they depict him as being gay.
Yeah.
The real life guy says, "No, I just wanted to." The money for some pictures. Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, so they extend the truth a little bit. But yeah, no, he escaped. He flags down two officers, and they go to his apartment. And Dahmer tried to do the same thing he did with Conorak. He's like, oh, look, I have pictures, or I have, you know, proof that it was consensual or stuff like that. But they find the pictures of dismembered bodies.
Yeah. And then you're like, these aren't the right pictures, sorry.
Yeah,
super awkward.
I think when the cops like found the pictures, like the actual quotes, like was like these are real, like what the fuck.
They tackle him down, and then Dahmer tried to like run away, but then after they got him down, he's like,
at that point you can't really run from that.
And he was sentenced to 900 years in prison.
I hate you, make that.
He's
still
alive.
He'll be
alright.
No, he's not.
No, I was like, didn't someone kill him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is my favorite part about how Jeffrey Dahmer, like, his story ends. he died in prison. He got killed by, he was doing like prison work. So like,
yeah, they had folding to do like, laundry.
Yeah.
Something like that.
They were like, I think doing like, construction work or something. You know, because slave labor.
Free labor.
And, yeah, it's free labor.
Actually, no, they get 25 cents.
25 cents a day.
That's good.
Yeah.
And one of his like fellow inmates was also someone that was crazy and also schizophrenic. I mean, I've been in a mental hospital, and I know not to put schizophrenics all together in one room.
Yeah.
So one of them grabbed a like a metal rod.
Oof.
And shoved it down like his chest, like shoved it down Jeffrey Dahmer's chest.
I mean, also,
and then didn't they like beat him too? Like he just started beating on him too.
Pretty much, and he also killed the other inmate that had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, he killed two people.
He killed two people.
And then the story is that the guards say that Dahmer didn't even resist.
Yeah,
he, like, let it happen.
He's like, shit.
Yeah, he's like, well, whatever. Yeah,
pretty much.
That's crazy.
Fucking
poor Dahmer.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Poor
It's like, god, he had so much love.
He was a saint. You guys are just making
no, like all those judges say, you have a bright future ahead of yourself.
Yeah,
man.
They have a bright future, 25 cents an hour. Or
the guy that killed Dahmer said that God told him to kill Dahmer.
Jeez.
Well, I mean, it's not like, it's not like we miss him.
To be fair, like, from like prison stories and stuff of Jeffrey Dahmer, people say they used to play with his food to make it look like people. He used to eat it and like freak people out.
Okay.
He also had like fans. Actually, you learn about that. A lot of these serial killers had fans.
Had
Isn't
Holy
that
fans?
So messed up?
Yeah.
Charles Manson got married in prison.
So did Richard Ramirez.
And that's right.
And you know the irony? The only reason she divorced him was because she found out he raped kids.
Dang. Oh my god.
That was the only after 9 years, by the way, mm-hmm. she later found out, oh, he did stuff to children.
She was like, nah,
she was like,
I can't.
Oh,
that
no,
was her hard line. That was her boundary.
Not
not the murder.
Everybody else, but
Ted Bundy proposed in court.
He did
because it's legally binding.
Really?
In court?
In court. During the trial.
So if he proposes, and if she says yes, it's already legally binding there, or like, how does that work? So they're already. If she says yes, they're married.
Yeah,
like they're then and there.
Really?
Because it's in front
what?
Of a it's in front of like a judge.
A judge and an audience as well.
Yeah, I remember that part in the movie I saw about him.
Wow.
Yeah. So
that's crazy.
The fascination with I know like today the fascination is pretty big, but there's also like back then you had to hand write and send letters, and Dahmer apparently got a lot of letters.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Well, I mean, they were also still I want to say like back then still like extremely sensationalized.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Like not obviously no internet, but like
TV coverage.
TV coverage.
Newspapers, like
newspapers for sure. Email? No.
I don't think so.
No,
not yet.
That's 90s.
But yeah, that was Dahmer. Pretty gruesome case.
Spoiler alert. He died.
Oh yeah, spoiler for the Netflix series if you haven't watched it.
Caught up,
you're
died.
Not caught up.
Oh wait,
this information's been out there for
too late.
I don't know. It's like if you haven't like heard about it in the last 30 years.
The people listening to it, like the two or three that were watching the show are like, dude, they spoiled the whole thing for me. I didn't know he died by a metal rod. Stupid. And then they stopped watching it.
That's well, anyway, so spoiler alert for something that happened 31 years ago.
We were supposed to say that before.
Oh, spoiler for all of these, by the way.
In case there's more Netflix.
Yeah, in case
more Netflix adaptations.
There's gonna be a new show.
Just
on Netflix.
Heads up, guy. Most of these guys aren't alive.
Yeah, didn't they do a John Wayne Gacy one?
Did they?
I feel like Netflix did something.
Gacy has a little spot in Dahmer, actually.
Does he really?
So the day John Wayne Gacy was executed, Dahmer was baptized.
No way!
That's super
crazy.
That's crazy.
Wow. So, a little bit of beautiful irony there.
Well, that's good. There we go.
Since we brought him up, John Wayne Gacy.
John Wayne Gacy.
John
I
Wayne
love
Gacy.
John Wayne Gacy.
The
clown.
John Wayne Gacy.
He's a killer clown.
Didn't
it's
he
the
kill
first
like
Joker.
33 people?
He killed a bunch of fucking kids.
And again, they are not sure how many.
Yeah, they...
They found some, but...
So, similar to how, I think we forgot to mention, there was 17 bodies, about 16, or about 16
body parts that they could identify and put together.
In Dahmer's home, there was, like,
30-something.
Underneath his house.
Underneath John Wayne Gacy's house. He used to, like, kidnap kids and kill them, and used to bury them under his floorboard.
That's crazy.
And the way of that he would lure them, some of them was, I have construction. Well, some of them, I guess, with the clown stuff, but most of them were young dudes. So he's like, hey, look, I know you, if you want money, I have a construction company. Come work with me.
Yeah.
And he'd actually use them sometimes for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then he'd be like, oh, do you want a beer? Come on, come by my place.
Yeah, and they're like, sure, man. What's your name? Gacy. Oh,
okay. Which is actually how he got caught was, again, someone escaped.
It's always these escapees. Wait, I'm not saying that's bad.
I'm like, why you say that's so disappointed? It's like,
always these escapees.
They really gotta check, make sure that people chain don't escape.
Them up if he doesn't want to.
It's like rope does not work. Yeah, handcuffs are
getting them drugged. It's just dumb.
Knock them out. No. So it was he was drunk. He put on the clown suit.
Yeah.
And he was trying to molest this young man.
Uh oh.
And then they saw that he was fighting back. And then this guy, he started fighting back. And again, Gacy's a very large man.
Very big.
I believe he was upwards of 300 pounds.
It's a He's pretty a big guy. Yeah.
And...
Chonky.
Basically, bro. Chonky. And he wanted to do things to the young man. But again, luckily, he was very drunk.
Yeah, and the young man said, no, that is my no-no square. Push them off and ran away.
If you want to simplify it, yeah.
And then, yeah. And I don't know if you want to go into details with... A big guy trying to do things to...
What's that supposed to mean? I'm not that big.
No, I'm saying like a big dude trying to do things to like, a kid.
That was very personal.
Yeah. No, I didn't say you.
No, I think it's the way it happened. Like, you meant direct eye contact. You slowed down your speech. No. You were like, you know...
No, I meant like...
I meant
like him talking about a guy doing something to a minor. I don't think you want to go into details.
You're a big guy.
Or no.
No, but that makes it even worse, though, because you're like...
I know it.
It's like, do you like
children? Do you like kids? It's okay. God. At least you didn't cough. It's fine. So it's all good.
Anyways... So,
you okay?
Can you stop?
Train of thought is wrong.
Let's get back to it. Also,
big dudes? Big sweaty guy.
I'm a fit man. Anyways, the other interesting part of this too is Gacy was trying to become a politician.
Oh, that's right. He was going to try to run for office. I think for like senator or some shit.
Yeah.
Or like mayor.
Did he have any like?
He actually had a few connections though that. If he had tried, he could have possibly won.
Gacy for mayor.
Like, I don't remember if it was the Republican Party or the Democratic Party.
It was Republican.
Yeah, so the Republican Party...
He would be Republican. Jesus.
He's a clown. Of course he's a Republican.
Oh, Jesus. No!
I mean, party of elephants, you know. Anyways.
No, you're making fun of his size now, too?
I'm not that size.
Oh, my God. I didn't say you were.
You looked at me like...
We're talking.
Anyways.
Oh, my gosh. It makes no sense.
Back to the main point.
Okay, see.
They actually would send him to spy on the Democratic conventions. So, like, they could have notes on what to, like, say and how to, like, counteract certain points that Democrats were making.
Would he go as the clown or as himself?
I think as himself. No, the clown was a weird, like, little side job he liked doing.
They would would see him, though. Because of how...
I don't
know. Oh, he was a Democrat, yeah.
Oh,
okay,
yeah,
so...
In the 60s. It's Republican now.
Yeah. Well, gotcha. Yeah, the party's basically switched.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, no, so that's why I was curious. I don't remember if it was Republican or Democrat. But yeah, they'd send him to spy on like their conventions and stuff like that and get information back.
Okay.
Also, another little side fact. After, like, the clown community actually was like, they can no longer do sharp edges.
Because of John Wayne Gacy.
Really?
If you look at it, he has triangles and like a sharp smile.
Joker still does it.
That's the Joker. Point.
Yeah. Oh.
So they don't look aggressive. So clowns are not allowed to like do like they have to do.
I feel like clowns are still creepy.
Oh yeah, in general they are. I still don't get the point of clowns. I'm Mexican, and for some reason a lot of our culture is based around clowns.
My sister's terrified.
I mean, those clowns aren't that bad. They just wash your windshield.
No, not those. Jesus, I forget about. Oh man, they do. But tell me, like, when you growing up, like watching like Univision or stuff, for some reason there was always a clown on TV, and then there was that really famous one that
it's from Sábado Gigante. That's the one.
Yeah.
Like. Yeah. That one freaked me out. He looked like an Undertaker.
Wait, was he? Was he? Undertaker? I think he technically was.
No, he was an Undertaker.
Chacal, I think, was is telling like afuera, takes you to hell. Him.
Yeah, he would do things to you to hell.
Anyways,
Gacy things.
But yeah, so I forget the clown aspect. What? Yeah, he was also very into cross dressing.
Wow.
Oh, he's that one.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Oh, yes. He had like a bunch of pictures, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
And the irony was that his father named him after John Wayne.
The actor.
She's like, oh, my boy's
so dumb. I thought we were talking about Batman for a second.
What?
I thought we were talking about the actual John Joker.
No.
Is he retelling the Joker?
No, because he's John Wayne, so I was like, Batman. Okay, no.
Batman's dad. No. Yeah.
Is Batman's name John?
No, Batman's dad's name Thomas.
Oh, yeah. It's Thomas Wayne.
I just heard Wayne, and I'm all right, okay.
When did we switch to Batman? Oh, the clown.
Yes, Batman's related to a killer clown. Makes sense. Irony.
I mean, they're both Waynes.
But yeah, so they named him that because he wanted his son to like be, you know, macho and all that stuff. His dad was like a really good athlete in high school. He wanted his son to do all this. And ironically,
sons John always come out the opposite.
Yeah.
If I'm being honest.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I've seen your dad.
Wait,
you
happened?
Can walk straight.
Huh?
What happened?
Nothing.
Oh, no, the irony is his just...
Oh, my dad? Oh,
very machista stuff.
My dad, our both of our fathers are like that. But my dad's more sporty. So he loves sports.
He didn't like sports.
So I'm playing.
He's like, come on, mijo.
Yeah, let's play. And I'll be like, I'll go build a computer. But Henry, yeah.
But yeah, so that's how it came out. And the irony was John Wayne tried all this stuff, was horrible, and he hated it.
Same.
So his father would always be disappointed because he wanted his son to play football, didn't want to.
Yeah.
He wanted his son to be very masculine. John Wayne cried a lot and wet his bed for like a while.
It's not weird.
And he caught him wearing his mom's heels once and, like, beat the ever living out of him.
Nice. Poor kid.
He caught the gay.
Basically.
He caught it. It happens. So.
No, and it sucks because, like, honestly, it's really, like, if you see a small, like, a child literally just putting on their mom's heels, like, that's really not, it's curiosity.
No, that's gay. You beat it out of him immediately.
I did that, and I'm fine.
I used to do that to grab the mail.
I'd grab whatever I had to go get the groceries, man.
My mom'd be like, Miko, I'm like, I shit.
Why were they always the only pair of shoes around?
They left
not your own shoes.
They left them right there.
Just always.
I didn't feel like going all the other side of the house to get mine.
It's because when, like, for example, your mom comes home and she's wearing heels, she's tired of wearing them, so she leaves them in the front door because she's like, my feet, and then she goes. That's the first thing you grab. Makes sense.
But yes, so John Wayne Gacy also did a lot of weird experiments with the bodies.
Golly.
First, it's like, I think most of the people here did, well, no. I think John Wayne Gacy was the one that did it, and Dahmer were the one that did
Thomas Wayne
stuff to the body parts.
Yeah.
And again, it was another rumor that he also ate some of the body parts.
I heard the meat from humans tastes like pork.
Isn't it supposed to be, like, addictive almost? Or is it toxic?
It's toxic. Yeah. Specifically, if you eat the brain, too, there's something... There's, like, the human brain produces a fucking, like...
It's like a defense mechanism.
Yeah. It causes... It's like a chemical that will poison you.
So, disclaimer, chat, or everyone here, don't eat brains.
Don't eat brains.
Guys, don't eat brains. If you go for a human, you go for their leg... The most muscular parts.
Yeah, it's the most tender.
Oh, God. Anyways, all right, so killer clowns. I feel like there was more aspects.
From outer space?
Oh, my God. Did y'all ever watch that?
Yeah, John Wayne Gacy had, like, a ray gun.
Killer clowns from outer space?
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't know John Wayne Gacy had a ray gun?
Oh. You know, I'll be honest, that movie, even today, is still, like, you look at the clowns, it still makes me uneasy.
Yeah, no, they're creepy.
They're making a game about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's awesome.
So, that's that. We move on to the next.
Yeah.
From Killer Clowns, we go to a... should we just get Manson out of the way?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't... So, this list includes Charles Manson, but I don't technically count him as a serial killer because
he's like a cult leader.
He's a cult leader, and he sent people to kill people, but he never.
I'll be honest, the most I know about him is from the Quentin Tarantino movie. It's completely different.
Oh yeah, that's not how it went down.
No, but
by
that's
the
also
way.
where Fabian told me that Quentin Tarantino has a foot fetish, and I didn't know.
Oh yeah, we went to the
and
fucking
in the
movie
big screen, just feet
in the middle of the movie. I'm like, oh babe, by the way, Quentin Tarantino has a huge foot fetish.
And
just so you know, there's gonna be feet sometime during this movie.
And it panned to a girl, like I think doing her
dirty
her,
feet.
Like, nail, like
yeah.
her dirty
and
feet,
dirty
and just,
feet
and that's the only thing in focus.
Yeah, it's super weird. Him and
Dan
is
like Dan.
Dan
Schneider wishes he could have been
yeah.
Quentin Tarantino.
He saw all of his movies. He's like, I'm gonna do this now.
And so when he does it, it's okay.
Yeah,
but
poor Carly.
Yeah, so he was the leader of the Manson family. Which basically just got a bunch of hitchhikers and down on their luck teens,
hippies and stuff.
I got you. Yeah.
To follow him with the just basically everyone was still drugged out of their mind at the time and just like listen. He was very charismatic. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So he could.
Aren't like a lot of cult leaders like extremely charismatic?
Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
I'd say so. Speaking of cult leaders, I'd say I don't know why Charles Manson's so high up on this list. I'd say Jim Jones. More of a serial killer.
The Kool-Aid Man. That was him.
Yeah.
And he actually did more.
Yeah. Like, he actually killed more people.
Just think about his name. Say his name.
Jim Jones.
No, the other guy.
Charles Manson. It sounds...
Charlie.
Yeah, sounds...
But it's also because he was more publicized and more...
That's true.
And I guess this is more Hollywood-related, too, because it was in California. And the victims of the Manson murders... One was the heiress to the Folgers coffee.
That's right. She was pregnant too.
Yeah, that's right.
Another was like a famous producer.
Mm-hmm. He also worked, I think, with Playboy.
Supposedly, yeah. Steve McQueen was supposed to be there that night.
That's
also
true. Steve McQueen.
He got saved. And somebody else.
It's one of the. One
Maybe
of the
Bruce
beach...
Lee? No.
No,
I don't
think
so.
I'm one of the
Bruce
beach
would have fought off, bro.
What are you doing here?
Bruce Lee would have kicked
that. Although, talking more about this, though, it really does make me question the parameters that they had for making the, like, serial killer iceberg, because he's not really a...
He's not, no, and that's the thing. Like I said, some of these people on these lists make some of the top dudes look very tame compared to some of the stuff that they did.
Because I'm like, Jeffrey Dahmer I got.
Yeah.
The Killer Clown I got. But I'm like, Manson?
I think it's just more the fame that came with it, because...
Again, it's going by, I want to say the ranking of this Reddit thing is going on by, like you were saying,
popularity.
Popularity.
How much you know.
I think
like,
so.
Like, if you say Charles Manson, you know that name. But if I tell you right now, Carl Denick, or Denke, or whatever his name is.
Zebra Murderers.
He was our last guest on the podcast.
It's like, what? He's on that list.
He was on here. So.
That's my uncle.
It's like, what?
Oakland County Child Killer.
Exactly.
Oh.
There's...
I don't know who the heck Zebra Murders is, but
I just read that, so I was like, Zebra Murders.
So, I'm like,
so yeah, and but the second you say, oh, the Night Stalker, or, you know.
Oh,
there's someone called the
else.
Doodler.
Oh. Are you sure it's not Diddler?
Do you want to the irony is, the really cool names they give to, like,
the Noodle.
Jeffrey Dahmer was the Milwaukee Cannibal or the Milwaukee Monster.
Because
he's from Milwaukee.
Richard Ramirez, the Night Stalker.
Well... That's also because there was, like, a certain period of where they were, like, purposely sensationalizing these, but then they had to stop doing that at some point because it was just creating copycats
yeah,
or serial killers because
like the
you became
cool.
famous. It immortalized you.
Yeah,
so once you have, like, that the fancy name, at that point is when
yeah,
you're
but
just...
can you imagine you come out as the Doodler?
It's like, God damn it! It's like, I want to be Night Stalker!
I just know it's like he drew like art on the wall. Just, I want to be known like as the artist or
yeah,
something.
The master
the
artist.
The bloodbender.
No,
yeah. No, like
did any doodle in that corner over there? Yeah, the doodler keeps doing that. Doodler, that's good. That's terrible. But it's just crazy.
But yeah, no, Manson didn't really. I guess if we ever do like a cult type thing, he ran a pretty solid cult.
Mm-hmm.
I guess.
So after his members killed a few people, they in the murders they tried making like a race war, like
the Helter Skelter.
Yeah, I love the Beatles.
Oh God, I forget.
Yeah, he took the name off a fucking Beatles song.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh wow.
And the reason he did that was because the Beach Boys had like a little feud with the Beatles.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And so he knew the Beach Boys directly, and they stole a song from Charles Manson.
Yeah.
So what Charles Manson did is he went to their house up in Hollywood. He knocked on the door and said, "Hey, man, that's not cool, man." And then the Beach Boys...
Cool, exactly like that.
Beat the crap out of him.
Yeah, they beat the shit out of Charles Manson. And they kicked them out.
Why'd you steal my song? Your song.
Clock, clock, clock.
Hey, they could say after that they beat up Charles Manson.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, we don't like Nazis. Ironically, he also tattooed the Nazi logo right on this.
On his forehead.
Who did?
Charles Manson.
Did he really?
In prison.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What a weirdo.
Is he still alive?
No,
he died a couple years ago. He did like try getting parole for like decades. Because to be fair, he never
killed anyone.
Yes, yeah, so
like the main thing of his trial was that he killed these people, and he's like, I
did it. They just killed themselves.
But the thing is,
not my fault.
He was also he loved the spotlight so much that he would like start spouting things. Like if you look up interviews of Charles Manson,
I love Death Grips.
Jesus Christ. He would go on like random tangents,
so
thinking he sounded really smart. And there's even points where he's like,
"Yeah,
yeah."
So Charles Manson's KDR was disgusting. he literally did nothing, so it was just at a 0.0 or 0.1.
Well, yeah, that yeah.
Or 1.0.
No, Manson. Yep. So Manson.
Did you step on my feet?
Don't worry about it.
Oh,
my feet are a little cold. but yeah, Manson didn't. I don't count him as a serial killer, but he's on this list.
I count him.
You count
him as one.
You count him as one.
Why?
Because his suave nature of telling people, "Hey, drink that."
It's also like known that he shared a cell the cell block with Ed Kemper, which is another. I think he's
on
the lower.
Later
on,
yeah.
Yeah. He's on the lower in the glacier here, but
technically higher.
The thing is, Ed Kemper found him annoying.
Dang.
And Charles Manson was scared of Ed Kemper because Ed Kemper was 6'8".
Jeez,
and
huge.
And very large. And again, Manson's 5'6".
Yeah.
And
oh, he's 5'6"?
Yeah.
Wow, he's
so
short
he,
king.
Short king.
Short king.
That's right. Short kings rise up. Not too high, though.
He went a little too high. But yeah, it's funny because
he went crazy.
Kemper would say that he found his like that he just likes to talk. Like in interviews, Kemper was so you'll let later on, Kemper's actually really tame.
Yeah.
Supposedly. He's also very psychotic. But he can
okay.
He would always if he talked about Manson, he's like, "No, he's annoying, don't listen to him. He really doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about."
Yeah, like he literally is
just
spouting anything just to make
just to get attention.
Yeah.
Cool stuff.
Charles Manson recorded an album while he was in prison.
Oh, God.
And it's actually good.
Oh,
is it
no.
Really?
It's actually good.
What's it called?
I have to look it up again, but it's...
Well, once you find it, let us know, because then...
I'll look it up right now. It's
Charles Manson's
He moved
album.
To Hollywood
now
to become...
Now people are going to look it up.
It's okay.
You just gave him clout.
It's for the next Netflix show.
Oh, that's cool. He's dead anyways, but...
It's called Lie, the Love and Terror Cult.
Wow.
And
like
there's also Live at San Quentin. He recorded a few, actually, in prison.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who was the producer and director?
I think...
just himself?
It
himself.
Would probably
kind of
have to be, yeah.
some other murder...
Mr. Manson, please, can I record you?
He's like, who was the producer? Oh, it says BTK.
How did he do the recording?
That's what I'm saying.
So
it's
someone
like,
came in, let me see.
Somebody had to come in and be like, "Hey, I know you like..."
Again, remember, he got a lot of clout. Like, people
yeah.
would... If any other serial killers would say stuff... Oh, so like the Manson murders... So he'd be automatically connected to famous killers.
But would
so,
he just be out where, like, you know,
no.
where they visit people,
or,
you know,
probably.
In like, and then he'd just be what
or
singing?
Maybe
yeah.
like in the direct, in a, you know, when they interrogate people. Maybe you just put them in one of those rooms because they're already pretty quiet. I want to say.
Like, I
want
to make some songs.
So,
can you put me in a private
yeah,
room?
Yeah,
I looked it up real quick.
Booking.
It was his producer was Phil Kaufman, who also was Mick Jagger's producer.
Hey man, he knows how to find talent.
I know. It's great for him.
Anyways.
He's also Frank Zappa's.
Wow.
Jesus. So back to the main point. This
okay.
non-serial killer had clout.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And he had an album.
And he dropped an album and a song by the Beach Boys.
Dude dropped an album. Lil Wayne. In prison? That's what Lil Wayne did.
Jesus.
Too.
So, it's like Lil Wayne wishes, bro.
He did it before Lil Wayne, so he's way better.
He made it cool.
Yeah, he's the one that made it cool.
Let's move on.
Before this gets worse.
Before we start giving serial killers credit for more.
So where are we at? We did Dahmer. We did Gacy. We did Manson.
Jack the Ripper? Let's do Jack the Ripper. So Jack used to...
That's a quick one.
He'd walk in there, rip one, and walk out and smell so bad.
He's the originator of the drive-by.
He's the originator of the doodler.
He cropped us.
No, Jack the Ripper, I think, is the most, I guess, movie famous, kind of, in a way.
He was never caught either, was he?
No.
Even Batman was after him.
I know there's so many speculations, but didn't some people speculate that, he's actually a woman, and that's why no one did
that's
like,
another
recorded
thing.
It?
There's a few theories for it.
There's so many theories about it. It could have been a cop. It could have been a certain surgeon that they knew. I think a former...
He was actually Scottish.
Prostitute's lover.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. Oh, wow. There were so many. But the irony is, compared to these serial killers, he has the lowest number. Five.
Five? Yeah, okay.
He has five.
Is it because he was initially like...
He might...
Is
they,
he like the first?
Yeah, they consider him the first sensationalized serial killer.
He mostly killed prostitutes.
The women of the night.
Ladies.
I don't want to call them prostitutes.
Some harlots
out there, red, red wearing dresses.
Some whores.
Premarital sex. You're a sinner.
My dog is eating and chowing down on water right now. So if you hear that. He doesn't like Jack the Ripper. That's why he's...
Yeah. But yeah, no, so the interesting part about this was back in the 1800s. Even then, he was very precise with his kills. So when he'd open it up, they'd be like...
Yeah, they said that he could have been, or she could have been like a surgeon or something.
Exactly.
Some type of medical expert.
Yeah.
Exactly, because he knew a lot about the anatomy. He'd cut certain places where she or he... would cut
it's
certain
modern
places.
Modern day, man.
Yeah.
They would cut up the victims, and some of them didn't. I think one didn't have blood, or a few of them didn't have any blood on them.
Yeah.
So, cool. they drained him of blood. To know where to do that without making a mess, you'd have to have
some medical experience.
Yeah.
And there are... Yeah, so it's only five. I don't know too much about it because, again, no one really knows.
I mean, Batman
just
was
a bunch of theories.
Oh, yeah,
did
you see Batman versus Jack? It was Commissioner Gordon, actually.
Gotham by
Gaslight. Commissioner Gordon was Jack the Ripper.
Yeah, he was Jack the Ripper.
Is that really the canon in that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's so dumb.
So there's a comic and a movie called Gotham by Gaslight,
which takes place
in England, and it's Batman versus Jack the Ripper.
They were supposed to make a video game out of it, too.
That's right. It got canceled.
Yeah, it never came out.
There's footage of that game.
Footage.
It looks really good.
Yeah, it's just Batman walking around in that time period at night, and it's just like he's just looking for Jack the Ripper, which was his.
Did that like? Could you imagine being in that time period, already believing in like a lot of like haunted shit, and you just see a man in a bat? Well, you don't even know if that's a man. You just see a bat walking.
Oh yeah, no, I'd be freaking out.
Dude, I would
be, Satan.
No, literally.
Is this Michael Keaton?
Oh, God.
Where's Jack the Ripper?
Where is he?
You want to get nuts? Let's get nuts. Oh, God.
No, but, anytime I watch those movies specifically, it's just, especially, the first movie, I can't get over the fact that he can't move his neck. So he's just right, and then when he looks up, he has to bend his whole back.
It's what'd you say? Where's
his whole body?
That was also with Christian Bale's first Batman, the Batman Begins. He couldn't move his neck. He also had to do a lot of.
That's why the second movie they upgraded the suit, and then he's like, "Oh, I need mobility in my neck."
But they didn't upgrade the smoke effects. It would literally just be like, "Right, smoke," and it's
and
like they could still see
him.
He's
running away.
Trips on some fuck.
I'm over hockey pads. He hasn't rung the doorbell yet, so we'll see.
So yeah, Jack the Ripper. So yeah, Jack the Ripper. Not too much known. Killed five prostitutes. Yeah, who needs them? From Jack the Ripper, let's go to the Son of Sam.
I don't know about that one.
A native of your New York.
Is he?
Yeah.
Son of Sam?
New York is pretty crazy.
Was it New York? Yeah, it was New York, right?
I think so.
So Son of Sam was a man that went around.
He was a big guy too, wasn't he?
No, he was small.
Smoking.
A short, stouty looking man. Kind of like the, he almost looked like the penguin from Batman.
Who?
The penguin from Batman.
He was ugly too?
Oh yeah, he was ugly.
Yeah.
That's what this bozo looked
like. Whoa!
He's
ugly. He looks like an Italian mobster's son.
I think he was Italian.
Yeah.
Berkowitz.
Oh no, he's Jewish. Well, he may be Italian.
Yeah, Jewish Italian.
Yeah, New York.
I was about to sound like you might want to cut.
Nah, it's fine.
Trying to sound like Alex Jones here.
Oh, making a freaking frogs game.
What's going on?
But no, so he also had another nickname before Son of Sam. It was like the name of his gun was he was
44 special caliber.
Yeah, the 44
the bulldog
something
revolver.
Killer, the revolver murder, something like that.
Yeah,
but he would go around and shoot people. But he would say the reason he's very famous is because his excuse was the dog, my neighbor's dog, was talking to me through God. Tell me God wanted me to kill these people.
Oh, yeah, I remember this one. That one was
Why'd you look at the dog?
Can you speak?
He sits down. He's looking at us right when we're talking about this.
No, he's looking right at Steven.
Where's the knife? The knife is under your table. Why did this get here?
But yeah, he'd go around, and he's also very famous for, in supposedly, he wasn't the only one doing these killings, but he took the fall.
And he was the fall guy.
Yeah. So they're thinking... It's a whole satanic cult.
Oh.
Yeah, there's even a whole... There's also a Netflix documentary on that.
That's
like, weird? There's no way... It's like, this old New Yorker guy's like...
Sorry, my dog's talking to me right now.
Kill your whole family. No. It's like, there's no way Berkowitz could have done this alone. If you look at this killing, it's all the way over here. And then, so... But
they sound just like that, too.
Are we just going to overlook the fact that he was talking to his dog telepathically?
Yeah. He showed up. He looked at me. He winked. And I went, ugh.
Like an alien just like...
Remember Spy Kids 2?
Yeah.
It's just like that.
Oh, God.
Can I hear you? You can hear me. Yeah. Sorry, it's an old movie.
Fun little fact. Son of Sam has some connections to the Church of Scientology.
Really? Oh.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
It's like very like... So there's people that are... Pretty much, yeah. He's like really best buddies with John Travolta.
Nice.
Not really, no. So one of the people that was considered an accomplice is a member of the Church of Scientology.
Oh, wow.
And it's like, allegedly, you have to say this like OJ, allegedly,
mm-hmm.
he does have a lot of direct connections with Son of Sam.
Got you.
Yeah. Anyways, I don't want to, you know, get people following me. So let's not talk about that. But
Scientologies.
No. Oh, no, they'll follow you. We're at your place.
They'll knock on your door. They'll go, hello?
Tom Cruise.
He's like, hey, man, I want to talk to you right now.
Let's go.
Let's close the door. Tom Cruise, why is your tooth, like, perfectly centered in your face?
Let's not focus about that, right?
Why are you on my roof right now, Tom Cruise?
Tom Cruise, how come your shoes are, like... 10-inch platforms.
Curling up.
Like, why do you have two very large... They're not that large. I'm about their size.
He keeps sitting on your couch and then standing up...
Oh, jumping around saying how much he loves...
Yeah.
What's your name?
His ex-wife. So dumb.
But yes, Son of Sam. Again, I was one
Crazy
of the ones
Italian.
I know less about, but...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He also is now a born-again Christian.
That's good.
He's still alive?
Yeah, he's still alive.
Oh my God, that's right.
Yeah.
He looks like a lemon. Like he looks like.
I say he looks like the
looks
like the penguin from
that's
Batman,
right.
bro.
What does he look like?
Looks
does
like
he...
that. He looks like. He looks like a lemon.
Oh my gosh! I thought he looked like the guy from. What's that show called? The four guys that make jokes, and like, hey.
Impractical Jokers.
Impractical Jokers. At one point.
You know what he looks like? He looks like you know those things where you have to draw like a mustache or like.
Oh my God! Just the template for a face.
Yeah.
I can't do it right now, Goose.
Oh God!
Not right now. They're staring.
All right, so that was Son of Sam. Let's get to another very famous serial killer, Ted Bundy.
Is he famous?
He's a handsome one. He's
so
cute.
Oh yeah.
He's
the cute beetle.
No, so that's what a lot of people were saying. He's like one of the most attractive serial killers.
He's the one that was.
He's not though.
Zac Efron.
Yeah, Zac Efron played him.
Yeah.
Well, I would say Zac Efron was attractive playing him.
Yeah.
But
no, Ted wasn't that ugly though.
He was a generic white male.
Yeah.
I mean,
but if
again,
you're into that,
and he had blue eyes.
Oh.
Just remember that.
He kind of does look like Zac.
He looks like a handsome looking like Kramer almost.
Hey, go back one. That one's not bad. That's a decent
picture. What picture are you looking at?
I still think he looks like a generic cool. white male.
Like, if I saw him and he was like, hey, you want to go hang out? I'd be like, sure.
I mean, compared to this. Yeah,
this is a handsome, yeah. Wait, look at this man's hairline.
Oh my gosh.
Why is his eyebrows always up?
Because he's always up to something. That's Bundy. No, that's Dahmer.
That's Dahmer.
Let me see.
Oh, that's
Dahmer. All right, guys. Poll in the chat. Who's cute?
C tier? A tier?
Who's cuter, Bundy or Dahmer? Oh, my God. No,
we
that's
should horrible. Totally do an episode
no,
like that.
No, God,
who's
no.
Who's hotter?
No, you Ooh. Can do it on yours. I'm not trying.
I'll probably do it trolly.
It's like, who are the top five hottest?
No, I was
number
just
being... one, John Wayne Gacy.
Number one, John Wayne Gacy.
No, so... Ted Bundy, what was it, 33 confirmed?
He confessed to 30, but he, I think...
He probably has a bunch of other ones that he just didn't...
see, I can double
He probably
check.
Can't remember. After 30, how do you count? Or how do you keep count?
Some of them kept trophies.
Well, most of them keep trophies.
Well, yeah. Dahmer also kept their license.
Actually, Dexter would be my top tier of serial killers.
Yeah, but he only kills bad people.
You saw the show.
Oh, well, never mind. That one.
See the show?
Surprise.
I didn't even know that was where the meme came from.
So
great when I saw it.
20 confirmed for Bundy, 30 confessed, and 36 plus suspected. I know there's a whole bunch that they can't confirm because he, like, buried their bodies in national parks.
And the other thing is, he was also operating when another, like, famous, I think some highway-type serial killer was working, too.
Yeah.
So it overlapped, and some of them, either Bundy or this guy, murdered these people. So, the 80s was it? Or was it 70s? 70s and 80s
what
were.
I want to know is, like, how do you have the time? I guess because inflation wasn't as bad. It's like...
I
you
can
just
money
do
for this.
You can just do whatever you want. You're like, oh, it's $100 a month for my or like maybe $500 for my house.
Bundy also married rich.
And if he was rich, it's even better. So he's like, oh, I'm bored. I'm gonna go kill someone, bury their
also,
body, and then
fact,
not do anything.
I mean, he also had the event. He's also studying to be a lawyer.
Bad.
And I don't that I don't know how bad.
Maybe
Jimmy
McGill.
What?
Better Call Saul.
Jesus Christ. Anyways,
it's all good, man.
And again, a lot of judges also let him off the hook a few times too.
Yeah, that's true.
Again,
it's like, he's
cute.
Don't worry about it.
He also escaped out of custody like several times.
Yep.
Really?
He jumped out of a window once.
The cops suck, bro.
Yeah.
What is it? And we got Bundy. Yep. And he's gone.
And even after he escaped, he's like, "No, I was doing it because you know I felt scared for my life."
Yeah, I fell out because I saw
that fell
someone
coming on the window. And next thing I know, I'm in my car and.
The cuffs are still on me, but I'm
in this woman's house. I don't know her, but...
She had a knife, and it was inside of her now. I don't
know. But it's also he's famous for representing himself
in court. Yeah, that's right.
Because he was practicing lawyer, so he thought he was smart enough to outsmart.
Yeah, and he was.
Not at the end.
He got two death sentences.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I was going to say, I don't think he got very far into law school.
Never mind.
All he had was like charisma at that point.
Not
no,
right
actually.
Now. He's like, I said now.
So yeah, and ironically, he maintained a very healthy relationship with the daughter, his
the
stepdaughter.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like he was a really good stepdad.
Oh,
barely.
Nowadays, stepdads, you got to be careful with.
Yeah, no, it's funny, because I was watching an interview, and the interview straight up interviewed the, like, little stepdaughter, because he was dating the girl's mom.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, Ted was, like, I was excited when Ted would come around, because he'd bring me gifts, he'd take me out, we'd do a bunch of stuff, and you're like, that's kind of messed up.
A lot of people at first did not believe Ted Bundy did it. Like,
yep.
His wife, like, his family did not believe he was the one that actually killed these people. I think eventually his wife was, like, no, something's definitely wrong.
Yeah, she started suspecting some things.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't she also place a call in for it too? Like, she's
so.
The reason one of the reasons he got caught.
He got caught. He was driving. So the reason he got caught is
speeding
like,
ticket.
Speeding ticket. He had he had a I think a burnt out brake light, like a tail light or something. And the cops like pulled him over, and he thought he was you know be fine or whatever, but he's freaking out because in the back seat he had like a whole bunch of like a kidnapping kit.
Golly.
Oh right, that's right. They found
just
like they found an ice pick, they found rope, they found tape, and like a bunch of other like random things.
Imagine the audacity and confidence for him to literally just have that out in the open in his car.
That's how cocky.
Also, yeah. he had a special car too. Like it wasn't a common Volkswagen Beetle. It was a Volkswagen Beetle of a certain color, and he liked it because it had like a handlebar.
Yeah.
In the back.
Nice.
And that was like, it was said that because that he tied people up to that.
Mm-hmm. What a professional.
It's like if I went like murdering people in my fucking bright yellow car.
Yeah.
Like it's very
distinguishable. Are you trying to tell us something?
I mean, obviously.
Yeah, you should be the
Jackie.
You should be the leg chopper. If you kill someone, you chop off their left leg, and then they're going to call you the leg chopper.
The leg chopper.
The left leg.
No. Since they're trying to like not make him pull anymore, lefty.
The lefty.
Let me just call him Jill.
It's like the limp killer.
Limp killer.
That's but terrible. Yeah, so Bundy was known to be very charismatic, and he also got a lot of fans, a lot of fan mail, and I think there even one judge was like, "Oh, it would have been an honor to practice against you or something had you like gone down the right path or something." Mm-hmm. And you're just
like,
"Yeah."
Like, was that compliment?
He wasn't like. He wasn't a terrible lawyer. Like, he represented himself fairly well, but it wasn't for the fact that, like, he killed a shit ton of people.
He also wanted to get into politics.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Dude, what about all these
politicians?
I mean,
terrifying.
Yeah. Ted Cruz did it.
Ted Cruz, I know.
I was like, oh, that, great segue. Next on our list.
Yeah. Tell you.
The Zodiac. It's like that's the thumbnail. It's like this iceberg, and then you put the face of Ted Cruz.
He's like eating a cheeseburger.
No, he's you got to get him sipping on a margarita in Mexico.
That's where we get him.
But yeah, so the next Zodiac killer. This one, I'm not gonna lie, I did my homework on it a while ago. I have forgotten.
Oh, dude, I know so much about the fucking Zodiac.
My boy, take it away.
So, last time I did this, I started off just reading the fucking Ted Cruz's Wikipedia page.
He's like born in hell.
So,
born in Helsinki.
So, the Zodiac killer. It's never been caught, but there's been a handful of suspects. It's yeah, him. It's definitely him. It's definitely Ted Cruz.
Wasn't it Jake Gyllenhaal?
It was Jake Gyllenhaal. He was a Zodiac.
Jake Gyllenhaal's the Zodiac killer.
I knew it.
Jeremy Renner's Dahmer. Yep, people forget about that movie.
I mean, I think I like Evan Peters as Dahmer.
Evan Peters is scary.
It's scary as Dahmer. It's like
he's
stupid.
He's
scary.
A good actor.
Yeah.
Stop looking at me like that.
What? He's eating fries.
Anyways, the Zodiac killer.
He used to like kill like couples during their lover's lane, like little, like in the woods, you know, like making out in their car. He was basically the hand hook car killer.
Oh God.
It's like, hey, stop making out.
Yes, because children back in the day, there wasn't as much entertainment as there is today, so people would literally go to abandoned fields to have sex in cars.
Yeah, there were no OnlyFans back then, so
no internet, so you just had to take your sweetheart to get finger blasted in the middle of a field.
Wow.
Babe, how come you never do that?
To me.
But no, yeah, he used to like the first time he did kill someone, he didn't wear a suit or anything, and his victims died. Like they. There's no telling their story or anything, but he left basically a calling card saying it was them. And then the next time he did it, he wore this fucking Undertaker mask with like a cross, like this like Zodiac sign on it.
Yeah, you're right.
And he used to like fucking tie people up and like.
Didn't they show it in the movie?
Yeah.
A little bit? Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember seeing that.
And. So I think one time, the reason we know what it looked like was one of his victims survived. It's not sure if he was intentional or they just happened to survive, but that's how they were able to sketch out, like, his costume and everything.
The Undertaker over here.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine you're just making out with your girl and then you hear, dong.
Yeah, you're the dude in the gimp suit.
Afuera!
Oh, my. Oh, no.
That's terrible.
And
hey,
then,
that. All right, buddy. We're talking about Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz.
But Wasn't it also that, like, there, he actually let a... Well, not let, but a few people escaped from him, right? Or is that the other, like, killer?
So, some people did... No one has ever escaped from him, but he let them. Like, he, like, left them for dead. So, he never stayed around. He just left them for dead. He also killed a cab driver.
Yeah.
Yeah, he shot a cab driver in the back of the head.
And wasn't it, like, daylight? Yeah, that was in daylight.
Like, broad daylight. Yeah. A cop was nearby.
And then
like,
they started chasing
a family. Family, like, saw it and everything. Like, a kid, like, some family looked out their window and happened to see everything. Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
And they never caught him. Like, the cops, were... when the people like reported like, hey, it was a white guy that, you know, just shot this taxi driver and everything. For some reason, the cops were like, oh, white guy, look for a black guy.
They reported
as a black guy, and they drove past him, and so
racism messed up so many. You know, we could have caught him. A bunch of people.
Fucking Zodiac made a letter like, you know,
you guys are idiots.
Basically, like, yeah, you guys almost got me. Like, what the fuck was that? Like, basically, call them out on it. It's like, what? It's like, what were you looking for? A black guy?
And dude, he literally texted the chat, being like, "You're bad."
Pretty much, yeah.
You're not good.
Yeah, GTFO. Yeah, GG, but you didn't get
no,
me.
No GGs, bro.
Because I mean,
they BG. But dude, no, they like, they fucked up so many times. Yeah.
It's Jake Gyllenhaal, man.
They're not sure if he stopped killing because he ended up getting caught for something else and was in prison. Because there's a handful of suspects that they had that were in mental hospitals or were in prison when this killing stopped.
Gotcha, yeah.
You see, I get him confused with the BTK sometimes.
The BLT killer.
The bacon, lettuce, and tomato killer. No, BTK.
He stabs all these sandwiches.
Because he also stopped for a while, mm-hmm. and then he started again. Mm-hmm. But he would also leave, like, notes, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's basically a Zodiac.
Did he bomb stuff?
No, that was that's Ted Kaczynski.
That's the Unabomber.
I know that's the Unabrow. He was cool. I mean...
he was pretty chill, bro.
But it's like, he lived, like, I don't want to spoil it, but he lived, like, far away.
He's still alive.
That's crazy.
He still gets the letters.
Does he still send them?
You
never caught me. That's my doppelganger.
Alright, man. Damn, they're actually lower on the list than I thought. Anyways. Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's wild.
Zodi, and I think we have one final killer.
The Doodler?
The Doodler. It's like number 8. The Doodler. No, the Night Stalker. Richard Ramirez.
Oh, that's true.
Who also has gotten like a nice Netflix bump in the last year.
That's terrible.
It's horrible, but
Netflix is making money off of like all these serial killers. You know that, right?
I mean, yeah, no, it's actually they've actually talked about it, how serial killers are becoming sensationalized, especially during the pandemic too.
Yeah.
Like helped like boost those numbers up.
So crazy.
So
that's just
great.
Wild.
And I want to say that at least for like when Dahmer came out, I think the families to the victims.
Yeah,
they
were upset.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, because they're glorifying him basically. Mm-hmm. In a way, they're not glorifying him, but they're like, this was his life.
Well, basically, in creating this media, they're glorifying.
They're reminding everyone.
Yeah, they said that they don't want to relive.
Yeah.
And the worst part is Netflix doesn't reach out to them either.
They're just making everything.
They just make it,
and they're not even like compensating them for anything.
Yeah. Like one part was.
Why wouldn't it?
Like one scene was they actually word for word took like a victim's statement, like what she said, and they reenacted exactly what she did in court.
Wow.
And the girl's like, yo, I'm seeing myself again and I don't want to see this.
Yeah, she's getting like flashbacks.
Basically.
That's something incredible that happened.
They lost a family member, man.
Yeah.
But yeah. Final one, Richard Ramirez. Again. He had an unconfirmed kill count too. Like he they're not sure. He also was like, again, the 80s and 90s were a time, like 70s, 80s, and 90s. There was a time where a few overlapped each other.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the Golden State Killer was also like at the same time as Richard Ramirez. And I want to say, I think BTK, but I'm not sure.
The bacon, lettuce, tomato
killer? Yeah, but I'm not even sure, though. I'm not sure if that was him, but there was a few other ones at the time. So there's some confirmed, non-confirmed. And Richard Ramirez didn't really admit to like everything.
Mm.
But
it just says victims 15 plus, like not confirmed, like it's just more than 15 victims.
Yeah. And the thing with him was he didn't really have the special, I guess special thing about him was he didn't have an RO. Like he didn't have like a special calling card. No, he just killed.
Yeah, it's very random.
He like, didn't leave like a bat stamp on him?
Nope. He didn't, he's like, he didn't like discriminate. He killed any race, any age.
What a savage.
Actually, he never killed he never killed children. Well, I think that was the one thing he did.
No, he killed a
so he was Scarface.
Oh, there we go. Never mind. Really so that was wrong.
Scarface doesn't kill kids. I don't kill kids, man. I don't do that.
Well, yeah, no, Richard Ramirez didn't have that. He also molested a few children.
Yeah,
no, not at all.
Is Netflix gonna make a video?
They had, yeah, they are. It's the Night Stalker documentary.
Oh, they do.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh. Have you not seen it?
No, I haven't.
It's also crazy how much they, how many times they also almost got him too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they were on a sale, and again, he wasn't careful like at all. He'd break into homes, leave like a bunch of evidence. I guess just because he wore gloves, he didn't leave like fingerprints or anything like that. But the only clue like that they ever like really got on was his shoe.
Yeah, but even then, like even if you don't, like if you're not in the system, your fingerprints don't even care.
He,
oh, like,
he was in the system when he was younger. Well, he was arrested a few times for like petty theft and fighting.
Okay, well, I'm like, go ahead.
So that reminds me. So with going back to Jeffrey Dahmer,
yeah,
when he when the cops like went to, you know, investigate the 14-year-old that he had zombified.
Yeah.
You mentioned this earlier. His older brother, I think like a year or two beforehand, Jeffrey Dahmer
escaped.
Yeah,
but he was molested.
Mm-hmm.
The brother of the kid.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Jeffrey Dahmer went to jail for it, so it was on his record. If the cops had looked into that, they would have found.
They would have grabbed him right there.
They would have been like, "Oh, what the fuck? No,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
you
yeah.
have a history
hey,
of this.
This is his little brother." Then they, yeah, no, for sure. And that's what I'm saying. Like, for example, right now, have you ever been to jail?
No.
Okay. Have you ever been to jail?
No.
I've never been to jail. So, no, I
decided. Yeah, I was like, skipped over me.
Notice
like,
how you didn't ask Jackie. She's been to prison.
She's been to prison. I already know. There's no point of asking. No, but if we started killing tomorrow and we leave our fingerprints.
I feel like we're like going to be on like some sort of a list now. Jesus Christ.
It wouldn't matter because we're not in the system.
Well, no, maybe not for you, but I look the way I look, and so does Fabian.
Short King, leave him alone. He's got this.
You're very white passing, Steven.
I would be like the Jeffrey Dahmer, or like, who would I be? The, oh, just pass by me. Oh, it's a white guy. It's cool. I'm like the generic face Lego set.
Basically.
So
he's like, you're racially ambiguous.
Exactly. But that's what I'm saying. I wouldn't get caught unless I started tripping up. But I'm not in the system. So even if they find my fingerprint.
I guess more back then it was easier because, you know, we didn't have as much tools. But
yeah,
yeah, like
DNA evidence wasn't as big
yeah.
as anything.
Like that's if how, I leave my spit somewhere, then yeah. I'll...
That's how the BLT killer got caught.
Oh.
He got caught through 23andMe.
Nice.
We'll get back to
23andMe
that.
Screwed him over.
Wait, actually?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's funny.
What didn't he ask? Like, how, is like this can't be traced back to me, right?
No. Wait, that's someone else then. No, yeah, he sent a fucking like. So that the FBI was like trying to get in touch with him, and he's like, "So, well, you guys can't backtrace this floppy drive." Yeah, no, of course not, of course. You
and
promise? Yeah, man. Okay.
Okay, no problem.
Sent it to him. They're like,
they found it came from his church computer.
Oh my gosh. Freaking idiot. I mean, good. Good.
Why?
Good that they found.
Anyways, yeah. So, the way that Richard Ramirez was caught was he actually like committed like an open killing. He tried to like rob some guy of his car. The old guy fought back. I think he was still shot though.
Mm-hmm. Old King.
But the community, the whole community, it was in broad daylight in a community, and the whole community came in and just started to beat the hell out of him.
So they beat him up like in SpongeBob? How many times, old man?
Basically. And then, like, the cops took him away, and yeah.
Nice.
But again, he was very sensationalized, because again, he, I think they asked him, like, well, what do you think about this? He's like, well, I'm going to Disney, or his final words were, I'll see you in Disney World, something like that.
That's right.
He's not a football player.
Oh god! He didn't win the Super Bowl.
He didn't win the Super Bowl. Where are you going?
He had very interesting moments, like his in middle of court. Do you have anything to say? He's like, you said, "Hail Satan!"
Golly!
And he would laugh and be smiling during like victim statements and stuff like that.
How old was this guy? Like when they
he was in his 20s. I believe.
Very cocky.
Wow.
That's wild. That is wild.
Yeah, I'm trying to hold up.
No, no, you're fine. But that was, is that the last guy?
That was the last guy.
Man.
So guys, who was the cutest?
Who was the cutest?
The cutest Ted. One? What?
Decorous.
Oh, he, I think it was early 30s, actually.
Okay.
No,
no.
What he looks like. Oh, he could look like one of our cousins. That's a crazy part.
He looks like my brother. Actually, the guy next to him in that picture kind of looks like me. Or
oh, you got really close to the Satan star he Whoa. Put on his hand. So, yeah, he was...
Did he draw that or did he tattoo that?
No, he drew that. He drew it, yeah.
What a punk.
But, yeah, no, he liked the camera, too. Like he'd be he'd be caught smiling a lot to the cops.
8 out of 10, nice jawline.
I was gonna say he does have a nice jawline.
Does this make
you? Oh my god! What happened to his teeth?
I think that was one of the first times he was caught for something.
Coughing?
No, caught.
Oh, my phone. Sorry. Won't pick up right now.
Isn't that crazy? This is like it's so bad to
it
say.
It looks like
Richard Ramirez had a glow up.
It looks like he.
Why does his lawyer look like Jerry Seinfeld?
Oh, he does.
Oh my!
You guys keep talking.
Now Richard.
Richard, why did he do it?
Have the same hairstyle.
It was the 70s.
But yes, yeah, so that was that was gloomy but interesting.
Mm-hmm.
We see again a lot of these guys were. Overplayed in the media, they had a very big fan base, and today we're kind of seeing a bit of a resurgence of it. I don't think they're like happy about them, but the interest in all of them has spiked, and a few of them are still alive. Richard Ramirez actually died a few years ago,
yeah,
from cancer.
Hmm.
Even though he was
He's
on death row,
50s, yeah,
and yeah. The whole death row thing takes a while.
Yeah, you can be on death row for a really long time.
Yeah, because I believe him, and then
2013.
Yeah, see, so not that long ago. There was another, like, recent guy that... Oh, BTK!
I always say not that BTK. Long ago, but that was, like, 9 years ago.
Yeah, and then we can't say that the killings were that long, because they were 89, so that's 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some of these are pretty... And then Dahmer, 91.
That is pretty recent, isn't it?
Technically. It's crazy. Now, there might be some out there, but we don't know.
Well, there most likely definitely is. It's just not... like branded in the media anymore
like it used to be.
Yeah, I mean do you want to feel panic?
No, I'm good. I'm fantastic. But yeah, this it's crazy to think that there's more people like this out there, and some of them actually worse. Again, if doing the homework on the next part of the iceberg, some people are a lot worse than the ones we just mentioned. Like everyone, I think honestly everyone on these lists are worse than Charles Manson, because
yeah.
Again,
it started making me question. I'm like, are we reading this right? Is it like, is the top just like not like as bad? Because technically in an iceberg, what's worse is the bottom of the iceberg.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So I'm like,
no, there's some crazy stuff.
Crazy things. I don't know if it goes into it, but the Long Island serial killer is like a modern one. Like they still haven't been caught. Someone happened to find like 8 bodies on like along like a riverbed in Long Island.
Hmm.
Yeah, so everybody stay safe. Hug your families. Tell them you love them, unless they suck.
That's terrible.
It is. Some people don't have good family relationships.
That is true. My dog keeps telling me to kill you guys.
That's cool. Anyway, so if you don't hear from us after this pod,
part 2 next week, if it's not out, you know what?
If you never see Just Jackie stream again.
Just Jackie. Hey guys, Just Jackie here. We're going to play some Angry Birds.
Oh my god.
So we're going to get
Star
some
Wars.
FNAF started here.
You scared him. Yeah, with that sound.
But yes,
I'm like Angry Birds.
Join us now. I don't know. It's like what? I want to say next week or next week after that.
Next video. Next stream.
I don't know what this. Next pod. Next pod. You know, we're cool like
pod.
Next pod. Join us next pod for the second level of our iceberg.
For sure.
Don't the levels just like have more names
yeah.
as it keeps
yeah.
going down?
I think
so. Each episode is gonna get even longer.
Yeah, I might do parts.
Yeah, I'm like, this one's already an hour and a half.
No, I know. I was gonna say
We can do like a part two of one.
Or we could do that. We could do that crossover thing. It's like part one on my podcast, part two on yours.
Yeah, and then it finishes off over there.
But yeah, we're gonna continue doing this because again, it's like if you thought these were gruesome and horrible, there are some.
Wait,
I don't want to say. Get excited. No.
Isn't Patrick Bateman in, like, the last one?
Oh, yeah. Christian Bale is, like, a horrible human
being. Christian Bale? I said Patrick Bateman.
Some, they're the fucking Lionsgate owns that movie.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. So their Lionsgate TikTok account posted the fucking the sex scene from...
Oh, my God. Oh, yes!
Psycho, where he's just like...
Oh, yeah. He's, like, looking at himself in the mirror. That's terrible.
And, like, fully uncensored, and, like, all the comments are like, what the fuck? And the Lionsgate TikTok account got, like, banned for, like, 24 hours.
That's what they get.
How did you figure out his fear of pillows?
He doesn't like big objects. Like,
no. His face, he also scarred my dog.
How?
With a chair.
My dog's scared of chairs.
Freak out.
Yeah.
These dogs are punks. They're not Ted Cruz.
No, he's just a bully. Anyways, thank you for joining us again. Fabian, you want to shout yourself out one more time?
Yeah, please.
KrebsYart.com. Hire me if you want some cartoons and little doodles. And
animations.
And animations. Mm-hmm. And I get a good head.
It's like that's where everyone starts DMing.
When can you start?
Jackie, you want to shout yourself
just
out?
Jackie, do you want to shout your Twitch stream? Just Jackie.
I don't have one yet.
But when it comes out.
When it comes out, it's Just Jackie.
Apparently that's my name now.
/. We'll see if Just Jackie is taken.
Hopefully not.
I hope not.
Because we just shouted out some random Jackie.
Congrats.
On the, 3+ followers you're going to get. And Steven, or Andrew.
Oh, my name is Andrew Steven. I do.
From Creepypasta Myth.
From Creepypasta.
No, you got to say it in your Creepypasta voice.
Thank you for joining me tonight on the episode.
I think the mic's turned around, so you got to...
Now follow me. I post every week, unlike your boy over here.
But yeah, and then Henry, where can people find you?
Oh yeah, because this might be on yours. Or this is gonna be on yours too. Follow me at Pizza Time Podcast on any podcast thing. On Apple, Spotify,
Anchor,
Google. The other ones.
Podcast.
Yeah. And if you want, follow me on Instagram at Pizza Time Podcast.
Yeah.
And this has been the first level of the iceberg.
We have 9 more to go, I think.
Get ready for some content, boys and girls. And remember, it's pizza time every 3 months. That was a solid episode.
Hey, can you shut up? I'm not done. Jeez.